All right, the story is this. The human being is very interesting creation. And l'chaira he goes from the potential of one extreme to the other. And it just occurred to me that there's a Ralbag in Matus and a Ralbag in Masse that describe this extreme swing of possibility between the two elements or the two levels. And in the union of Bnei God and Bnei Ruvain, the Ralbag says that they made a Tnai Koful, right? Made it very clear, Im Tasun Es HaDavar Hazeh, you'll get this part of Eretz Yisrael, Vim Lo Yitasu, you won't, and so forth. They don't go into Eretz Yisrael to fight. Go. He says the Toelis is Bemidois, V'hu Lo Hidia, Sheroi Lechol Odom Laharchiv HaDvorim Be'esek Sheyi Eloi Im Zulosei. Person has some dealings, some contract, some business between him and someone else. And it should be marchiv the dvorim between both of them. Be'oifen, shelo ye efshar sheyikre boy shum mirmo v'tachbula. In a way to avoid the possibility that there should be any type of deceit or any type of trickery at tachbula to figure out how to get around it. V'lozeh timtso, shedikdek Moish Rabbeinu olav ha-sholem b'zeh. Moish Rabbeinu was medaktik in this with Bnei God and Bnei Ruvain, b'zeh ha-tnai, shehisne im Bnei God and Bnei Ruvain. V'hirchiv ha-dvorim boy, b'tzad shelo yitochein boy shum mirmo. In order that it should be in such a way that there's no room for any deceit, for any kind of trickery, for any tachbulas that anyone could do in order to get out of it. So it struck me as very, very strange. If it would have said, which I think is a very normal thing, be specific enough that there shouldn't be mistakes, that people shouldn't get confused, that they might be they might forget some of the details, some innocent occurrence, you know, well-meaning but mistaken. But no. He's talking and he says, the reason is to make sure to be marchiv the dibur, to avoid mirmo and tachbula. That means somebody intentionally trying to get around it and deceiving and developing a strategy, a trick to evade the law. And this is something very familiar sometimes, that people do that and they're capable of doing it. But this is what should be done. Now, the problem is that this is applicable in its primary state to Bnei God and Bnei Ruvain. Moshe Rabbeinu did this to Bnei God and Bnei Ruvain. So here you're talking about the Dor Deah, and with all of its dakistika flaws that the Torah is so generous in telling us about, Obalam Haisa, we're talking about the people that stood by Har Sinai, or the next generation that lived through the Midbar with the Mon, with the Anane Kovid, with this with the Mishkon, Al Pi Hashem Yachanu, Al Pi Hashem Yisoh. I mean, this was the top of the top, the you know, creme de la creme. And about them, Moshe Rabbeinu had to be concerned that he has to express this in a way that there shouldn't be any room for mirmo v'tachbula. I understand if you want to teach me a lesson for future generations, that's unfortunately relevant. But to say lozet timso shadikdek Moshe Rabbeinu b'zeh ha-tanai she'isnim bnei God bnei Ruvain, Vaisdois, it seems that no matter how great people are, not only is there room in a business dealing for mistake and confusion and forgetting, and but even on whatever level there may be, maybe the rationalized level, but mirma v'tachbula, anybody, we have no idea to what extent a person, the greatest of people, could potentially fall, and therefore the halacha, the Torah, is mechayev us to structure whatever agreements, whatever contracts, whatever deals that we make with people, to do it in such a way that even though these are people that I would never be choshed, I mean, I'm going to make a deal with the Chofetz Chaim, I'm going to have such a chash. I'll never forget, we had a situation once where we made a deal with the Odom Godla, Erlecha Tzadik and everything. And I suggested at the end of the negotiations that we put it in writing. And there was a very sharp, smart, edel, but very, very, a big pikeach. And he says, no, we can't ask, I remember his words, we can't ask the rabbi to put it in writing. And it was a big mistake. We all realized later that it was a big mistake. But so there is such a sensitivity, but mitzad sheni, we see the halacha teaches us, the Ralbag says this is the lesson that we learn from Moshe Rabbeinu, that no matter who we're dealing with, that we're not allowed, the human being is frail. The human being, sometimes when it comes, you know, the Chazon Ish's lashon that he told my father-in-law, that a person could be an Odom Godel and to do who knows what, and he could remain an Odom Godel. But if he loses himself, b'shasa negia, and he's a lost soul, because we're always negia b'dover. And once the person is negia b'dover, we never know. The greatest of people could become on whatever level this was, on their level, but there's room for that mirum of a tachbula, even in the greatest of people, because when it comes to an agia, when a person has vested interest, when a person is it's negia to him, to his parnosa, to his whatever it may be, we're capable, the greatest people are capable of making very, very out of character and very serious mistakes, and therefore the halacha demands that we structure our agreements with them in a way that makes it as what's his loshen? As much as possible to make it impossible that there's room for mirma. Otherwise, we're not acting properly, because we're underestimating, naively underestimating, the ability of a negia to blind a person, and therefore for even the greatest person to make serious mistakes, not just in forgetting in this, but even which is begeder mirma v'tachbula. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, in Parshas Maaseh, there's a reference to what happened in Mitzrayim and Makas Bechiris, and so the Ralbag says that there's another lesson over here besides all the nisim that we saw in Mitzrayim. Lohidia Uitzem Niflois Hashem Yisale. This is going to show the strength of the wonders of the Niflois Hashem, v'kimu haftochosoi, and the extent to which he goes to be mekayim his haftocha. V'ze shim heyoisoi b'chol echod mi botei Mitzrayimis. There was ein bayis asher ein shomeis. This is by Makas Bechiris. V'hoyu yoidim shezehora bo lohem mitzad Yisrael. They knew who the enemy was. They knew that because of what they had done to the Klal Yisrael, Hashem was paying them back, and it was Makas Bechiris, and it sent a pachad through all of them. And it's all because of these Bnei Yisrael. Hine im kol ze nosan Hashem yisale eschein ho'om be'enei Mitzrayim. Hashem put in their eyes the ability to see the chein, the I don't know about the English word for chein, the best word, but it's a hard word to translate. But chein is something that's bachent. That's the way they translate it in Yiddish. Person has this beauty, this goodness, this something that just attracts people to him because of this beautiful picture that they see. Put chenam b'mitzrayim shehish ilom kol chefzeim, that they were ready to lend them all of their possessions. Hayoser chashuvim, the most choshev, ba'ofen shenitzlu es mitzrayim, to the extent that they mamish liquidated all of Mitzrayim. They took everything out of Mitzrayim when they left. V'im kol ze hoyu yoytzim Yisrael b'yad Romo beis hayoyis hamitzrim mekabrim es b'choyreim. They were going out b'yad Romo, and the Mitzrim, who are burying their children at their Bechoyrim, at the time when they're giving all of these, everything that they had, everything precious that they had to Klal Yisrael, knowing full well that the Klal Yisrael is the cause of their suffering this terrible tragedy, and yet the Klal Yisrael found favor in their eyes, and they gave everything. Now, there's such a thing as Bechira Chofshis. Person has Bechira. And the Mitzrim had Bechira, and I don't think it says that Hashem took away their bechira and therefore force them to give all of their wealth and all of whatever they have, all their chafetzim, hayosach hashuvim, to Bnei Yisrael. What it does say that Hashem did is Hashem nosan as im kolze nosan Hashem yisale eschein ho'om be'enei Mitzrayim. What Hashem did, one manipulation. They have the bechira chofshis, but Hashem put chein in the eyes of Israel, showed the chein of the Bnei Yisrael. And they were able to see what these such a beautiful people. They're the cause of burying our dead. But they're such beautiful. Maybe their midas, maybe the way they conduct themselves. Maybe something about their modesty. Maybe something about their integrity. Whatever it may be. So bachint. There's such chein there. And that chein was able to influence them that they now made the choice to give Klal Yisrael everything. It does not say that Hashem hardened their hearts or softened their hearts, rather, and therefore they gave. He says, no, he put the chein for Bnei Yisrael in their eyes, and they responded accordingly. So what that means, that on the flip side of the possibility of the greatest of people to fall, to stoop to such lowliness as to want to do on some level at least mirmo v'tachbulo in a contractual obligation, mitzad sheni, here you have the lowliest of people, the mitzrim who took our and if there were not enough bricks, they took a Jewish baby and put him in the wall to fill up the space where they didn't have a brick, or rachmona litzlan, what they did. And these people are so evil, and they're suffering now so much, such a hatred for Klal Yisrael, and Hashem shows them chein, they see chein, and all of a sudden they're able to respond with this generosity. That's what it seems. It seems that they gave, or they're lending, but I don't know if they expected it back or not. I don't know, but it created a transformation. Now, if this Metzias Chein or this Nesinas Chein Beineim can transform such evil people, Bishas, such anger at the Klal Yisrael, into an Adivus that, here, everything, whatever we have, all the wealth of Mitzrayim, Birchush Godel they left, says something about no matter how a person falls, no matter how lowly a person level a person reaches, and we're not even talking about Klal Yisrael here, we're talking about Atzelem Elokim, we're talking about anyone, and the ability is there to change, the ability there is to respond to something beautiful, to some chain that they see, and to be able, it's what it's mashma, not that Hashem forced them, but to be able on their own, that they were able to give so much and sort of transform this hatred that they had the whole time, and especially now as they're burying their dead, to be able to transform it into an adivus, that they were able to give Klal Yisrael everything, whatever they had, ha-chafetzim, ha-yoser, ha-shuvim, and that the mamash, they were menatzeles Mitzrayim, and it sounds willfully, because once they saw that chein, something from within. So even though a person could be on the lowest level, he has the ability to be nisayrer, he has the two things, the receptivity to chein, and the ability to take himself from the lowliest to rise to the occasion to become so generous to have given Klal Yisrael all that they did before they left.